Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, January 12, 2025, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. For we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So after salvation, what? God has the most magnificent plan for each one of us. And that plan for you is to receive blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing. You are left in this life to be blessed. This is the divine plan of blessing us. It began the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, with 40 salvation blessings, which we have just studied. And then every single day, from that moment of faith in Christ right up to this morning, God has been sending down that grace pipeline, logistical grace, blessing, and support to keep us alive in the middle of the devil's world so that we might fulfill his plan, will, and purpose for our lives. Now, God wants you to think categorically. 40 salvation blessings, logistical grace, blessing, and support. So, one, logistical grace is defined as divine planning, divine support, divine provision, and divine blessing. Divine planning, divine support, divine provision, and divine blessing so that you might fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. The best plan ever is God's plan for us. Point two, logistical grace includes three factors of divine provision. Three factors of divine provision. Number one, life support is provided for every church-age believer. Number two, logistical grace blessing is provided for every church-age believer, whether a winner or loser, makes no difference. Number three, divine provision for every church-age believer so that he might live the unique spiritual life of the church-age. So logistical grace includes three factors of divine provision. Life support is provided. Logistical grace, blessing is provided both to both winners and losers, and divine provision for every church age believer so that he might live the unique spiritual life of the church age. Life support is provided for every church age believer. And this explains how and why we are alive every moment. The only reason we are alive is because of God's logistical grace. We don't earn it or deserve it. There is no work we can do to keep ourselves alive. This is God's life support. Secondly, logistical grace blessing is provided for all believers, winners and losers. This puts the spotlight on the righteousness and justice of God, in that the justice of God sends life support and blessing down that grace pipeline to all believers. Winners, losers, babies, adolescents, mature, all believers. This emphasizes the grace of God. You are alive only because of the grace of God, not because of anything you do. Now, the believers who make good decisions to live the unique spiritual life and advance to maturity, they utilize God's logistical grace. For those believers who make bad decisions to live in Satan's cosmic system, they coast on it, but they never use it. And third, divine provision for every church age believer so that he might live the unique spiritual life of the church age. In other words, God provides a local church, the preservation of the canon of Scripture, a pastor-teacher, a prepared pastor-teacher. All sound doctrine comes from the prepared pastor-teacher. Point three, logistical grace includes six categories of support. Six categories of support. Number one, life-sustaining support is provided by God. Life-sustaining support is provided by God. God sustains the life of every believer on earth. No believer can depart from life apart from the will of God. Therefore, all the forces of hell cannot remove one believer apart from God's permission. God also provides all that it takes to support life. I like a great passage, Lamentations 3. This is written by Jeremiah. I like you to turn over to Lamentations 3. And Jeremiah is one of the great servants of the Lord. But he lived at a time when the client nation to God, the southern kingdom, Judah, was in apostasy and degeneracy. And they didn't want to listen to the word of God. They didn't want to listen to the teaching of the God-breathed scriptures. And in their apostasy and degeneracy, through Jeremiah. In fact, they hated Jeremiah. They didn't like Jeremiah. There's a lot of believers today that don't like sound doctrinal Bible teachers either. But they didn't like Jeremiah. They didn't like what he taught. They took him and they threw him in a pit. And they were negative, arrogant. But Jeremiah was God's servant proclaiming the truth of the Word of God. And he warned them about the five cycles of national discipline. He warned them that God would bring evil one to destroy evil two. He would bring the Chaldeans under Nebuchadnezzar. He would bring them in and they would destroy the southern kingdom, Judah. He warned them that. If they didn't turn around, turn back to God and His Word, God would bring evil one to destroy evil two. And God did. And Jeremiah sat up on a hillside and watched Nebuchadnezzar and the Chaldeans come in. He watched them destroy the temple. He watched them slaughter the people and take a few of them slaves back to Babylon. He watched that whole thing. And as he's watching that, he also authored Lamentations. And this is this is what was going on in his soul as he witnessed the fifth cycle of national discipline employed on the nation he loved, the southern kingdom, Judah. Verse 21, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have confidence, because the Lord's great mercies never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, and therefore I will have confidence in Him. The Lord is good to those who seek Him, to the one who seeks Him. Lamentations 3, 21 to 25. Number two is temporal needs. Temporal needs. And that includes food, shelter, clothing, transportation, time, a job. All of these are temporal needs. And they're all provided by God in logistical grace. And this is taught in one of my favorite passages. I call it the not to worry passage. Not to worry. Turn over to Matthew chapter 6. Temporal needs. Food, shelter, clothing, transportation, time, a job. Turn over to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. And the Lord Jesus Christ is holding Bible class, and He says, starting at verse 25, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, and what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single cubit to your height? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little doctrine? Little doctrine, little faith. So do not worry, not to worry. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God is in you, a grace pipeline. 40 salvation blessings and logistical grace, blessing, and support. Food. Shelter. Clothing. Transportation. Time. A job. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So this is the not to worry passage. And there are a lot of people, that's all they're doing today. Worry, worry, worry. They don't understand God's plan. They don't understand that God's plan is to bless us, bless us, bless us, bless us. 40 salvation blessing instantly, and every day from salvation right up to the present. Logistical grace, blessing, and support, which includes life support and temporal needs. And third, security provision. Security provision. Your security is from God. Your security is from God. This includes the assignment of guardian angels. You all have a guardian angel. This room is full of guardian angels. There are angels all over in here. You all have a guardian angel. That's security. Every once in a while I hear somebody say, oh, what a, you know, these demons, I think they're beating the crap out of me. I said, well, you know what? You got a guardian angel and he's just beating the crap out of the demons. So just, you have security. God has given us all a guardian angel. So your security is from God. This includes the assignment of guardian angels, the provision of the laws of divine establishment for freedom to advance to spiritual maturity. For the believer with positive volition and genuine humility, God provides the security of the wall of fire. He puts a wall of fire around you so that you can advance to maturity and fulfill the plan of God for your life. Wall of fire. That's security provision. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1. First Peter 1, verse 5. Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the deliverance that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Shielded by God's power. That's the security provision. Number four is the spiritual riches. Spiritual riches is a part of logistical grace. Logistical grace includes six categories of support: life-sustaining support, temporal needs, security provision. Number four, spiritual riches. Spiritual riches are provided by the grace and power of God. What are these spiritual riches? What do they include? Well, they include, one, a local church. A sound doctrinal teaching local church. They're getting harder and harder to find. I agree with that. But there's still a few out there. a sound doctrinal teaching local church. That's a part of the spiritual riches. Secondly, the preservation of the canon of Scripture. The greatest treasure you will ever have is right here. You have it in your lap, the Word of God. That's the greatest treasure you'll ever have, but not to keep it in the Bible, but get it in here. When you have that Word of God in your heart, that's greater than gold, silver, precious stones. The greatest treasure is the treasure of the Word of God. So the preservation of the canon of Scripture. It also includes doctrinal teaching from a prepared pastor teacher. And that's getting harder and harder to find today. I agree. A doctrinal teaching from a prepared pastor teacher. And four, it includes privacy and security necessary to maintain positive volition. Privacy and security necessary to maintain positive volition. Five, it includes the Royal Family Honor Code. Royal Family Honor Code. That's a fantastic part of spiritual riches. Six, it includes the discernment to see distractions and setting them aside. The discernment to see potential distractions and setting them aside. And seven, it includes the privacy of your priesthood. You represent yourself before the Lord. Your universal priesthood, you represent yourself before the Lord. That's number four, spiritual riches. Number five, logistical grace blessings are given to every single believer, all kinds, babies, adolescent, mature, winners, losers, all believers come under logistical grace blessing and support. Number six, God preserves us from death. God preserves us from death. We can never leave this earth, this life, until God says, come home. And when God says, come home, nothing can keep you here. So after salvation, what? God's plan for you is to receive eirene, blessing. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing. You are left in this life to be blessed. This divine plan of blessing began at salvation with the 40 salvation blessings. Then every day from that day of salvation through faith in Christ, God has been sending down that grace pipeline, logistical grace, blessing and support to keep us alive in the middle of the devil's world. So that we might fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for our life. So that we might grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the mandate of 2 Peter 3:18. Attain spiritual maturity. So that we might fulfill the ultimate objective of having virtue, love brought to completion in our heart. So then God sends down that grace pipeline. Greater grace blessings. So, by way of introduction to greater grace blessing. One, greater grace blessings are poured out on the believer in the status of spiritual maturity. Greater grace blessings are poured out on the believer in the status of spiritual maturity. Two, the nomenclature, greater grace, where does that come from? The Bible, how about that? James chapter 4, verse 6, but he, God, gives us greater grace, James 4, 6. So the nomenclature, greater grace blessing, comes from James 4, 6. But He, God, gives us greater grace. So this is poured out on the believer in the status of spiritual maturity. You fulfill the mandate. 2 Peter 3:18, grow up spiritually in the grace orientation and knowledge, doctrinal orientation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Point three, greater grace is related to God's power. God's power. Ephesians chapter 1. Turn over to Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's start at verse 18. The Apostle Paul is teaching and he says, I pray. By the way, one of the greatest prayer ever given was by the Lord Jesus Christ in John 17. But the Apostle Paul prayed all the time. His prayers were amazing. He says, I pray also, that the eyes of your heart, the most important eyes you have are not the eyes you see with, the most important eyes that you have are the eyes of your heart. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. And that power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. So greater grace is related to God's power. Point four. Greater grace is described as pursuing grace. Pursuing grace. I love that. God pursues us with greater grace blessing. Ephesians 1, first of all, in verse 6, to the praise of His glorious grace, by means of which grace He has pursued us with grace in the one He loves, in the Beloved. We are in union with Christ. He pursues us with grace. And then turn over to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. I love Psalm 23. And I don't know if I'm ever going to go in and get my knees replaced. Some of you want me to go in and get my brain replaced, but you know, it's not the age of miracles. So we start with the knees. Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me. This is spiritually mature believer David. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The cup, this is overflowing with greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessings for the mature believer. Overflowing greater grace blessings. Surely goodness and grace will pursue me, not follow me, will pursue me all the days of my life. This is greater grace blessing for time. Will pursue me all the days of my life. Greater grace blessing for time. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Greater grace blessing for all eternity. Psalm 23. So if I do go in and get my knees replaced, well, you'll listen to Psalm 23 while I'm incapacitated. Everybody in here, every one of you in here walk better than I do. I know you laugh at me when I'm trying to walk and fall down. I hope you pray that when we have communion, I don't break my neck just going down the steps there. Come over here. But I have a hard time missing any classes. I don't want to not teach any time. And I know you all have different things going on. You're here and there's different. You have things that you nothing you can do about it, not be here. But I am here. I'll be here. By the grace and power of God, I'll be here. I'm going to keep on studying and keep on teaching and keep on studying and keep on teaching. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. But I will be here to feed you the Word of God. Point five, the blessings of greater grace are beyond human imagination. The blessings of greater grace are beyond human imagination. Turn over to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all we could ever ask or imagine. Did you listen to that? To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all we could ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So these greater grace blessings are beyond human imagination. Six, in 1 Timothy 1:14, greater grace is described as abundant grace. Abundant grace. So in 1 Timothy 1:14, this greater grace blessing is described as abundant grace. And seven, greater grace is maximum glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater grace is maximum glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Eirene. Peace. Greater grace blessing. And so we've been studying this categorically. 40 salvation blessings, logistical grace blessing and support. Now we are at greater grace blessings, and this is where we'll start next Sunday. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. For we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.